Well, we are going to have a beautiful day today. We are going to have some sunshine, and depending on where you are, temperatures anywhere from 57-ish to 63-ish. So Bob King, our host for Astro Bob's Backyard Astronomy, going to tell us what we can see during the daylight today, because we're going to want to be outside and looking up at the sky will be a lovely thing. So, yeah, other than the sun, what can we look for outside today during the day, Bob?
Well, I'm all set for the night. I'm not sure about the day so much as far as what we could see.
It was a great
try.
You
can look at the whole sky from the day. You can see the beautiful blue of the sky and, of course, the star that the Earth revolves around, the sun. But I do have a few things for the night that you might be interested in.
All right. Sounds like a plan. What's up?
Well, tonight is the full moon, and it is the April full moon, which has got a couple of different names. It's called the pink moon. And pink comes from the flower phlox, and that's often one of the earliest spring flowers, so it gets its name from that flower. But it's also called, more locally, in the Ojibwe language, it's called the sugar bushing moon. So that is also happening. I notice walking here in the neighborhood, I see occasional buckets or containers attached to trees. A little bit, people are still gathering maple syrup, and so that's kind of connected with the season. And the full moon will rise this evening in Duluth right around 7:30, just a few minutes before, I think, about 7:26. And so if you go down to Lake Superior, for instance, or if you're on another lake in the region, face east, the moon rises in the constellation of Virgo. And get your camera ready. It's always very beautiful at moonrise where you can see beautiful pink. Speaking of pink, the moon looks, at least to my eye, it always looks kind of half pink and half orange, kind of a mix of those two colors.
Salmon moon.
Kind of a salmon moon.
Okay.
So it's a really pretty sight to see. This full moon is special, too, for another reason. It is the closest full moon of the year 2020.
Wow.
You know what that's called, right?
It's a super moon. Got
to
it.
The rescue.
Yes, I love it.
So we have a super moon, and there are several super moons this year, and a super moon is defined as when the full moon happens at nearly or very close to the same time that the moon is closest to the Earth. And the moon goes around its orbit just under a month. And every month, it comes to a close point and then to a further point. The close point is called the perigee, and the further point, the distant point, is apogee. And that's because the moon revolves around the Earth in an ellipse, not a perfect circle. So the moon is at perigee today, closest. At the same time, by good fortune, it's full. So we get an extra big full moon. And also, bigger means brighter. So the moon will be, if you were to compare it to when the moon is at apogee, furthest, the moon will be 14% bigger tonight and, get this, 30% brighter compared to that distant full moon. And I've got a blog on this. If people want to check it out, they can go to Astro Bob. And I've got a little experiment for you there that you can try.
An experiment, yes.
You can take your cell phone out, since just about all of us have a cell phone, zoom it to max, point it at the moon, and take a picture. And then, if you can remember, 6 months from now, on October 30th...
Take your cell phone after you've taken the photograph, make yourself a reminder in your calendar.
Yes.
With alarms that will go off.
And it'll shout, full moon photo, get ready.
And it will, and you will be setting that alarm to remind yourself on October when?
The 30th.
Really?
Yes, that'll be the mini moon. That'll be the smallest full moon. And so if you get the picture of the super moon and the mini moon, then you put them together and you can actually see the difference. It should be pretty obvious, even with the cell phone. Some people claim that they can see a supermoon that actually looks larger to their eyes than a regular moon. I have kind of a tough time doing that because I can't see the small moon and the super moon side by side in my brain. I can't hold those images. I only look at one moon at a time.
Well, once upon a time, there was supposed to be a super moon, and I was at Hartley, and I'm looking around. I'm going, where is this stupid moon? Where's this? I don't see any moon. And all of a sudden, it loomed out of the trees at me.
Oh, isn't that great? Like, oh, I love surprises.
It was
like
just
that.
Like bigger than a house. It was like a spaceship. You know how the spaceship always rises, or a dragon, you know, rises above a cliff, and it's like blue, and there it is. And it was like, whoa, holy cow.
Yeah, so, I've had that experience too. Like driving home, when I was driving home from work, I would just, you know, I'd be just sort of randomly not paying attention to any, just road traffic, and all of a sudden, just hit in the face, there's the moon.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, it's a super moon.
With sausage, by the way, and mushers, because if you look closely at the moon, you're going to see that it has a lot of texture to it.
Oh, sausage and mushroom.
Bright areas, and the bright areas are the ancient crust. Those are the cratered regions of the moon. The dark areas are called the seas. And they are not quite as ancient. They're impact scars, actually. They're round-looking dark areas, and they filled up later with lava. And that's why they look darker compared to the ancient crust. A couple of other things besides the moon, if there's still a minute.
Okay. Oh, I wanted to mention one more thing about the moon, though, that you taught me that's really valuable.
Yeah.
That when you're trying to get the perfect moon photograph, it's really important to photograph the moon just as it's rising, because otherwise your poor camera is trying to compensate, trying to figure out what you want to do because the moon is really bright and everything else is really dark, and your pictures get a little bit lousy. And so to try to catch the moon as close to the horizon, as close to when it is rises or is rising as possible, is going to give you your best crack at getting, you know, this is not the zoom moon photo. This is, you know, if you're trying to do something arty with a capital
A. Yeah, if you want to get a landscape, because the landscape is dimly lit, and the moon is also relatively dim right when it first comes up, so they match. You can get a picture and include both and show detail, but I guarantee you 20 minutes after moonrise, you can take a picture of the moon and the landscape is going to be so dark you'll barely see it show up in your camera. So you're right, and it's a great tip, is to shoot pictures right as the moon is coming up.
Well, yeah, a genius photographer
and
astronomer actually taught me this. So this is how I know.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So this is how I know. I'm just saying.
That's good. We all learn from one another.
Yeah, it's pretty cool, as a matter of fact. Okay, so now that we've got the moon situation covered.
We got the whole moon situation under control now.
Yep.
So watch for that tonight, and the forecast looks beautiful for the region, so we should have clear skies for the evening. And that means you can go out, too, after moonrise and just take a walk in that moonlight. There's some wonderful creatures that are out now that haven't been out before. For instance, woodcocks are calling. The male woodcock is doing his mating call if you're up by Skyline Parkway or any country rural area. And the frogs will soon return as well. But here's another thing that's happening mid-April. All right, so April 14th, 15th, and 16th, if people want to make a note here, the moon will be a thick crescent, and it will pass once again by the three morning planets, Mars, Saturn, and Jupiter. And they'll all be in a line in the morning sky. So just look for the moon between the 14th and the 16th at dawn, and you'll see the three planets strung out. Like a nice chain strung out, like popcorn on a string.
Nice.
Right above the moon at dawn. One last thing, is there time for a moment?
Oh, absolutely.
I had mentioned a comet that might be coming in May that we might see with the naked eye. It's called Comet Atlas. And some of your listeners may be familiar with the comet, but the comet appears to be breaking apart. And so it may not turn out to be the spectacle we hoped it would be. I'll be tracking it real closely, though, and we'll stay in touch on it in case it still will be able to put on a nice show for us in a few weeks.
This is a very stressful time. A lot of us are falling apart.
Yes,
including Comet. Extend Comet Atlas, a little compassion, a little empathy.
Mm-hmm.
It's all good.
All good.
It's all good. Get outside, enjoy the moon, and a little just, you know, kind of peace, kind of quiet, kind of chillax. Social distance if you go with somebody from 6 to 10 feet. You can still go, wow, and hear each other. It'll all be great.
Sounds like a wonderful evening. I'll be out there, too.
Fantastic. Thanks a bunch, Bob. It's always great to talk with you. We'll talk again in a couple of weeks.
Same here, Lisa. Thank you again for having me.
Bob King, our host for Astro Bob's Backyard Astronomy, a regular feature of every other Tuesday here on Northland Morning.